Welcome to WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next. From high school sports and live broadcasts to community events, summer celebration tour stops, and local happenings across Wisconsin's heartland, WHTL Around Town keeps you connected to the people, places, and events that make our area feel like home.
And a big good morning, everybody. It is Around Town. I'm Mark St. Marie.
And I'm Lynn St. Marie.
And it is June 1st. Can you believe that?
I don't know where the time goes.
I don't either. Here we are into June, and it's a big month here in the Heartland. We got a lot to talk about on Around Town. With June 1st, you know, we're going to be giving away cheese, butter, or ice cream all month long.
Yes, we are, every day.
Me and Buck, and all you got to do is just listen to win as we celebrate
June Dairy Month.
Yep, if you're the right numbered caller, you will pick up a certificate for cheese and or butter or ice cream, courtesy of Randy's Neighborhood Market and Quick Trip.
Correct, and we'll be doing the Trempealeau County Dairy Breakfast later this month as well. It's an exciting month here at WHTL.
I wonder what would happen if you took a big bowl of ice cream and loaded it up with cheese curds.
I don't think I want to know that.
You don't want to know that?
No. No.
I might have to try that.
Moving right along.
Okay.
So, what did we do this weekend?
Well, we had a great time at Oliva Broiler Fest. It was an amazing event. You know, those folks up there know how to put on a festival. And for a town that size, the amount of people that come to that thing is really remarkable.
It is. And they've got so many things for families to do there. And
they
interviewed some people that you have usually interviewed every year, and they're always great on the air. Brett Semmingson, Matt Franson, Ben Aona, and Kurt Loving.
Yep, always great to see those guys. And the chicken, oh my gosh, amazing charcoal chicken all 3 days. Super entertainment. They had Bumblefist on stage Friday night, Bennett Valley Gray Band on Saturday, and the Rattlenecks on Sunday. And you know what is amazing about Oliva? Every time we go up there for Broiler Fest, I mean, well, the chicken's great, but the corn dogs, oh.
There are always long lines for the corn dogs.
There are. And you see people, I swear, you can see, every time you look over there, there's 15 or 20 people waiting in line.
And
some people are triple fisting those things.
They are. You can't just get one.
I saw one guy walking with three of them, and I said, are those all for you? And he said, absolutely.
Of course.
Okay, I got a question. What do you put on a corn dog? Mustard? Ketchup?
What do I put on a corn dog? Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, mustard. It's got to be mustard.
Well, you put mustard on everything.
Yeah. Ketchup should never be on a corn dog.
Or a hamburger or a lot of things as
far as
you're concerned.
Well, no, ketchup can go on a hamburger, but not on a corn dog. Okay. That's like putting pineapple on a pizza.
Ah, okay.
No,
all right.
Just no.
Okay, that's the rule.
And
hey,
the other
did you know?
What?
Oliva got its name many years ago, but there are a lot of different versions of how it got its name.
The legends. Okay.
There is an idea that it was named after one of the founder's daughters, Eva. He was French, so I suppose Eva. I don't know. That's one. Some think it was named after a French village.
Okay.
There is another popular story that it was named after the ways Native Americans say "I leave you" when they left.
Oliva.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
And other people think it's named after a place in Ireland, I guess. But the most popular and most accepted version of the story,
this is the one I've heard most.
Yeah. Is that it was painted on a grain elevator. And winter came before the painter could finish the word. So the T-O-R was left off.
Oh.
So it was Oliva, and when new people moved in, they just thought that was the town's name.
You know, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of does.
That really does kind of make sense.
And you know what? You can kind of read about all of this. Oliva Broiler Fest has a really good website. I think it's alivabroilerfest.com. You can read all kinds of stuff about it.
All right,
yeah, that's kind of neat.
We got to talk about June because this is going to be a really busy month. Not only is it June Dairy Month, and we're going to be celebrating dairy all month long. Father's Day coming up, and we're going to have a big giveaway for that.
Yep.
You got the dairy breakfast coming up.
Yep.
And a lot of stops on the summer celebration tour. We're all going to be really busy here in June.
We are, and I will have the June schedule for the summer celebration tour up on Facebook later today. And it's kind of exciting. We have two new stops on the summer celebration tour in June this year.
We do.
One of them is this weekend, which we'll be talking about in a minute here. Later in the month, we'll be doing the Galesville Summerfest. So that's a fun one. But this coming weekend, on Friday night, we will be in Independence for the fire department dance from 6 to 8 p.m. And on Saturday morning, that's the first of our new stops, we will be in Cochrane. That's a new place for us to go on the summer celebration
tour. I don't think we've ever done a summer celebration stop in Cochrane.
We haven't, and we'll be with the VFW in Cochrane for a golf tournament. And that will be at the Grove Golf Course. We'll be there from 9 until 11 a.m., and all the proceeds for that go to the Freedom Flight.
That's going to be a really fun event. Looking forward to that.
Right. And then right afterwards, don't touch that dial because Butch Halama will be in Independence, again in Independence, for their sesquicentennial celebration.
150 years.
150 years. He'll be there from 11 to 1.
So just remember, if you can't say sesquicentennial, you can just say, hey, it's 150 years.
Right.
It's a little bit easier.
It is easier. Also this week, we are going to be covering softball and baseball playoffs.
It is. It's that time of the year, and Dave Carlson and Vince Braun are going to be really busy this week bringing you play-by-play.
Mm-hmm. Starting tomorrow night, Tuesday, we will be in Blair covering the Independence-Gilmanton versus Blair softball sectional semifinals. And the winner of that game will go on to sectional finals on Thursday of this week. So we're pretty excited about that. One of those two teams will be the sectional final champions.
That's cool.
And we'll also be covering baseball this week, Wednesday night. We won't know who we'll be covering until probably Wednesday morning, well, really Tuesday night. There's a game tomorrow night, and the winners of those games will determine the game we broadcast. So,
all right,
tune in. Also, I wanted to mention, you know, people ask us a lot if we ever do anything besides this on weekends.
No.
Yeah, we do. This weekend, I have to give you a shout out because you trimmed every tree in our front yard, and we've got a lot of them.
We do have a lot of
trees. We have nine pine trees out there.
And I survived.
Yes.
Well, barely.
Yeah. But the one thing I want to say is that we decided we'd get a pole saw for you to do this. And I was a little bit, nervous about that because you and chainsaws don't necessarily go together.
I love chainsaws.
Yeah, I know, but it's not the safest thing in the world. You've cut a few, you know, extension cords in the past, but these
are... Well, let's not go there. I got a cordless, so I don't have to worry about
it. It is cordless, but if there is anything more dangerous than Mark St. Marie with a pole saw or with a chainsaw, if there's anything more dangerous than Mark St. Marie with a chainsaw, it's Mark St. Marie with a chainsaw on a stick.
Yeah, well.
That's not a good thing. But you did well.
Hey, I got all my fingers.
Barely, though. I didn't have to actually worry about the chainsaw. You managed to find a way to hurt yourself in every other way possible. I kind of played nursemaid. When I wasn't spinning the wheel this weekend, I was playing nurse.
Yeah, you were bandaging me.
Punctures, bumps, bruises, cuts, they're everywhere. Fingers, arm, leg. You look like you've been in battle today, but hey, good job.
But I survived.
All right.
Chainsaw on a stick is not a good thing.
It's not.
All right. Anyway, I got to give Lynn some kudos for bandaging me up all weekend, but as we wrap up here, you know the best part about being married? I got to tell you, the best part about being married is finding that one special person that you want to annoy for the rest of your life. I mean, there is nothing like it.
Yeah, you did well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tune in next week. We'll bring you another Around Town here on WHTL. And don't forget, you could win cheese, butter, or ice cream by just listening to the station. Make sure you stream us, too, at WHTLradio.com. And Buck and I are going to be giving away goodies all month long for June Dairy Month.
That's this week's WHTL Around Town. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting local radio, local sports, and the communities that make Wisconsin's heartland feel like home. Listen to 102.3 WHTL on your FM dial, stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com, and follow WHTL on Facebook and Instagram for event updates, photos, contests, and more. WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.